Cyclical and Planned Maintenance Policy. 1. Introduction. 1.1. This policy outlines Papworth Trust's PT intent to continuously improve the condition of its housing stock by producing and implementing a planned program of refurbishment and improvement. This policy will also address the general cyclical works approach to homes, gardens and estates owned and / or managed by PT. This policy aims to identify short and long-term maintenance plans in line with the estate and homes inspection policy and stock condition surveys. Plan financial provision for maintenance and improvement works. Optimize the proportion of repairs spending on planned maintenance. Achieve a high level of resident satisfaction. Ensure stock assets are in a satisfactory and lettable condition in line with the PT lettable standard. Secure long-term value for money. Adhere to our asset management strategy and regulatory requirements. 1.2 PT will maintain the components of its stock by carrying out maintenance work on a cyclical basis. 1.3 PT will undertake an annual 20% stock condition survey, SCS. The results, along with estate and home inspections, EHI, being used to inform investment decisions. Currently PT has completed 99% of the SCS. PT may choose to vary the annual percent SCS carried out as long as doing so would not cause detrimental impact to the quality and accuracy of the data held. 1.4 The information gathered will be reviewed every 4 years to determine if a full stock condition survey update is required. 2. Planned Maintenance Program. 2.1 From the results of the SCS and EHI, PT will formulate and implement an ongoing planned maintenance program. This program identifies short and long-term investment needs will inform the business plan. The programs are based on the following information in no particular order. An analysis of the stock condition database. Validation surveys and inspections. Identification of major component parts and life cycles. Known estimated life of component parts. Meeting the decent home standards, sustainability and affordable warmth considerations. Any planned stock disposals or changes of building use. Changes in legislation with regard to construction methods. Health and safety requirements. Energy efficiency obligations. Increasing incidence of responsive repairs. Feedback from tenant consultations. Results of EHIs. Experience of other bodies /organizations. 2.2 Works will be prioritized by ability to let the stock, condition of the stock, financial position, component life data, needs of the tenant, logical sequence of operations /access, energy and environmental considerations. 2.3 Works will be grouped together, by location where practicable, to formulate long-term partnering agreements or tenders which will ensure that PT manages programmed works strategically and achieves best value. Some works may be carried out internally by the Direct Labor Organization, DLO. 2.4 These works include kitchen and bathroom refurbishment /replacements, boiler replacement and new heating systems, window and door replacements, electrical testing and rewire program, energy efficiency measures, re-roofing, service replacement, lifts, door entry, warden call, telecom, door entry replacements and new installations, environmental works, fascias, soffits and rainwater goods replacement, paths / driveways, boundary fences, 2.5 The planned maintenance approach adopted by PT is to provide financial forecasts for replacement of items in accordance with the requirements of the Decent Homes Standard. This takes account of a minimum life before renewal /replacement and condition. 3. Decent Homes 3.1 PT will use the standard and the recommended maximum component life cycles as the benchmark for formulating annual planned maintenance programs. To be defined as decent, a home must meet each of the following criteria. Criterion 1, it meets the current statutory minimum standard for housing. Dwellings which fail to meet this criterion are those containing one or more hazards assessed as serious, Category 1, under HHSRS, Home Health and Safety Rating System. Criterion 2, it is in a reasonable state of repair. Homes which fail to meet this criterion are those where either one or more of the key building components are old and, because of their condition, need replacing or major repair, or two or more of the other building components are old and because of their condition, need replacing or major repair. Criterion 3, it has reasonably modern facilities and services. Dwellings, homes, which fail to meet this criterion are those which lack three or more of the following. A reasonably modern kitchen, 20 years old or less, a kitchen with adequate space and layout. A reasonably modern bathroom, 30 years old or less. An appropriately located bathroom and WC. Adequate insulation against external noise, where external noise is a problem. Adequate size and layout of common areas for blocks of flats. Criterion 4, it provides a reasonable degree of thermal comfort. This means that the dwelling must have both effective insulation and efficient heating. A property must have a SAP rating of 35 or more. 3.2 PT will aim to ensure all properties reach SAP 60, C, by 2020. The long-term aspiration is to move the entire stock towards a Band B rating, above 80, as this aligns with the Climate Change Act, 2008, which has set a UK governmental target of an 80% reduction in climate change emissions by 2050 across all sectors, against 1991 levels. 3.3 SAP/EPC ratings can be found online at www.epcregister.com. Documents found online may not be accurate if works have recently been carried out to properties that may have affected the SAP rating. SAP is the standard assessment procedure approved by the government for assessing the energy performance of house or home. To get a SAP rating, the home will need to be assessed by an assessor who is accredited and registered with a certification body. The calculations that produce the SAP rating take into account how the home is built, including the insulation, which heating systems are used, the lighting, renewable technologies that could be used and gains from the sun, solar gains. The EPC or Energy Performance Certificate is a document that is required for all new homes, including self-builds, and for any new home that is being sold or let. The EPC uses the SAP rating to provide an energy performance scale from A to G, where A is the most efficient. 4. Cyclical Maintenance Programs 4.1 Cyclical maintenance is carried out at predetermined intervals which are set depending upon the requirements of the particular aspect of work. Work may be carried out by PT or by one of PT's subcontractors. 4.2 The intervals for cyclical maintenance are as follows. Area of maintenance frequency. Gas boiler servicing and safety check annual. Oil boiler servicing annual. Electrical testing domestic, fixed wired 10 yearly. Electrical testing HMO, fixed wired 5 yearly. Electrical testing, portable appliances, for communal areas where only PT have provided the equipment annually or in line with current ACCP/HSE guidance. Emergency light testing, thorough test, twice yearly. External painting and repairs 7 yearly. Internal decoration and communal areas 7 yearly. Garages repair and painting 7 yearly. Lift servicing 2 to 4 visits per year. Lift loller inspections 2 visits per year. Warden call and door entry servicing annual. Fire prevention and emergency lighting 2 per year. Mechanical entrance doors annual. Legionella risk assessment communal areas 2 yearly. Solar PV without remote monitoring annual. Solar PV with remote monitoring 5 yearly. Solar thermal visual inspection annual. Solar thermal full service 5 yearly. Air source forward / exhaust air source heat pumps 1 to 2 visits per year. Mechanical ventilation with heat recovery annual. Electric boilers annual. Fire risk assessments, communal areas annual. Extract ventilation fans annual. Positive air pressure input systems annual. Specialist baths 2 per year. Hoists 2 per year. Septic tanks dependent upon capacity. Pump stations 1 to 2 visits per annum depending. While the above provides a guide to the frequency of cyclical maintenance activities, local conditions, the manufacturer's guidance, current legislation and any approved code of practice or health and safety executive guidance will determine the precise frequency. 4.3 In the case of communal areas and combined external elements, the consultation process will be followed for any leaseholders in the block in accordance with the prevailing guidance / regulations at the time. 4.4 PT's aim is to optimize the proportion of repairs spending, so that a split of 70/30 in favor of planned / cyclical works is achieved. However, because the level of responsive repairs cannot be predicted, a level of flexibility is required. 5. Grounds maintenance. 5.1 Grounds maintenance is undertaken at properties which have communal garden /outside areas or on other agreed properties when the cost is passed back to the relevant tenants via a service charge or other appropriate charge. 5.2 Grounds maintenance can include, dependent on the particular property, grass cutting, gravel spraying, to prevent vegetation growth on gravel areas, hedge cutting, bush cutting, tree pruning, weeding, collection of litter where it has been left by third parties or blown onto the property, jet washing paths. It does not include care of plants, repair of garden furniture, care of any bushes, hedges, trees planted by the tenants. 5.3 Garden maintenance required due to misuse, or events which tenants have organized and which have increased the requirement for grounds maintenance, will incur an additional charge to the relevant tenants for the additional grounds maintenance requirements. 5.4 The intervals for grounds maintenance can vary dependent on need, but the general cycles are as follows. Area of maintenance frequency. Grass cutting May-September. Every other week. Grass cutting April and October. Once per month. Grass cutting November to March. None. Bush and hedge cutting /pruning. Once or twice yearly based on need, usually October/November or June. Tree pruning, tree inspections are carried out as part of estate inspections. Once yearly if required, usually November to March. Weeding May-September, where PT have responsibility. As required but no more than monthly. Weeding April and October, where PT have responsibility. Once per month. Weeding November to March. None. Gravel spraying. As required but no more than 3 times per annum. Collection of litter and leaves. As part of any visit by grounds maintenance team. Jet washing. As required but no more than once per year. While the above provides a guide to the frequency of grounds maintenance activities, local conditions will determine the precise frequency. 6. Communal cleaning. 6.1 Cleaning is undertaken at properties where PT has a contractual obligation to do so. Usually these have communal inside areas and the cost is passed back to the relevant tenants via a service charge or other appropriate charge. 6.2 Cleaning can include, dependent on the property, vacuuming, bathroom/toilet cleaning, kitchen cleaning, general surfaces and sink, oven cleaning, fridge/freezer clean, hob clean, mopping floors, dusting, window cleaning inside and / outside. It does not include tenant's own equipment, tenant's own demised space. 6.3 Cleaning required due to misuse, or events which tenants have organized and which have increased the requirement for cleaning, will incur an additional charge to the relevant tenants for the additional cleaning requirements. 6.4 The intervals for cleaning will depend on the nature of the space and its use. General cycles are shown below. Area of cleaning frequency. Corridors. Monthly. Bathing facilities. Monthly. Kitchen sideboards and sinks. Monthly. Oven. Twice a year. Hob. Twice a year. Fridge/freezer. Twice a year. Mopping. Monthly. Dusting quarterly. Inside windows. Once annually. Outside windows. Once 6 monthly. While the above provides a guide to the frequency of cleaning activities, local conditions will determine the precise frequency. It may be that a deep clean is carried out periodically only. Estate inspections will pick up any concerns on frequencies for individual sites. 7. Tenant input and satisfaction. 7.1 PT will seek to achieve high levels of tenant satisfaction, which will be monitored and reported. Where required, PT will seek the views of tenants to provide input into the core programs of work. All processes will adhere to the equality and diversity policy. 7.2 Through tenant consultations /home visits, or when appropriate road shows, tenants will be offered choices in relation to the design /color scheme of their internal environment where this is possible. 7.3 Decanting of tenants to enable work to be completed will only take place where absolutely necessary. 8 Environmental. 8.1 PT will improve the thermal comfort of its dwellings as close to current minimum building regulation standards where possible. These works will be funded by the annual capital program where possible, or from successful external bids or partnerships where the expected value of works is significant and would affect PT's ability to successfully deliver the rest of its planned maintenance program. 9. Contract management procedures. 9.1 All contracts will be managed using the best practice and methods as published by the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, RICS. All tendered contracts will be awarded under the JCT suite of standard building contracts. 9.2 All contractors will be required to agree to the PT standard terms and conditions on becoming an approved contractor. This includes a code of conduct for working in tenants' homes. 9.3 Quarterly meetings will take place between contractual parties to monitor performance and best value. 9.4 All works completed in properties will be recorded on the relevant property file and stock database. 10 Policy review. This policy will be reviewed every 3 years or when a change in legislation or best practice dictates. 11 Other PT policy links. This policy should be read in conjunction with the asset management strategy, corporate plan, estate and homes inspection policy, repairs policy, rechargeable repairs policy and other relevant policies. 12 version tracker. Version number 1.0. Date December 2017. Comments forward slash reason for issue new policy. 13 document control. Author. Senior business manager, property maintenance. Approvers. Regional operations manager, tenant scrutiny panel. Date approved. December 2017. Next review date. December 2020. Version number 1.0. If you have any feedback or want to suggest corrections to this policy, please contact the Senior Business Manager Property Maintenance on 01480-357200. This document is uncontrolled when printed. Printed copies of this document will not be kept up to date. To make sure you are reading the latest version, please check our website www.parpworthtrust.org.uk.